Good evening.
大家晚上好。
I hope that the durian does not make everybody want to sleep tonight.
我希望这榴莲不会让大家今晚上爱睡啊。
I mean, I hope we sleep well tonight, but not during the meeting.
当然，我希望大家晚上睡得好，但不是在这一场聚会的时候。
I have never seen that much durian in all my life before.
我一生呢还没看过这么多的榴莲在一起。
So, but it was quite a nice experience.
但这是个很好的经验。
Even though, and I've never eaten that much durian in my life before either.
而且呢，我在我之前的生命中从来没吃过那么多的榴莲。
But it was very good.
但是非常好吃。
As we begin our meeting once again this evening.
今天我们再次开始我们的晚上的聚会的时候。
We need help from on high to understand the word of God.
我们需要从天上来的帮助来了解上帝的话。
As we come to study the Bible,
当我们来研究圣经的时候
it's not like studying mathematics or something like that.
并不是好像研究其他的课程比如说数学科学。
The only way that we can get the message that God has for us is if God speaks through His Word as we study.
唯一的方法让我们能够了解到上帝要给我们的信息就是让上帝借着他的话跟我们说话。
And so we need to ask him to do that.
我们需要要求他这么做。
So let us pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
Our Father in heaven,
我们在天上的父。
As we come to you this evening, we thank you that you have been with us through this day.
当我们今晚再次来到您的面前，我们感谢您带领我们一天。
We thank you for the privilege we've had to study your word, to hear testimonies, and to sing praises to you.
感谢您赐给我们研究您话语，能够分享这个信息的这个特权。
And we pray that as we come to open your word again,
今天晚上当我们再次打开你的话语，我们祈求您
that you would come into our midst.
能够来到我们当中。
We pray for your grace and your power to descend upon us.
我们祈求您的恩典和您的力量临到我们当中。
May we truly know Jesus more.
好让我们能够真正的更认识耶稣。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Have you ever begun a project, but as you were working on this project, you only made it halfway through?
你有没有曾经呢尝试开始了一份工作，可是呢却没有完成它？
Do you have any uncompleted projects?
有没有做过一些没有完成的任务呢？
I'm not hoping any upon you, but I know that I have quite a few.
我可能我想并不需要你得到你的回答，可是我自己本身就有这样做。
I begin to read a book and I'm enjoying it. Then I start reading another book and I have a hard time finishing the previous book.
可能我开始读一本书，然后我觉得很好，可是过后呢，我停止了那一本书，开始读另外一本书的时候呢，我就不能够再回到读第一本书。
And so consequently, I have many books that I'm reading at the same time.
结果呢，就有好多书是我同时在读着的。
Sometimes I have studies that I get partway through and then I study something else and I have a hard time making it back to complete the first study.
有些时候我开始研究一个项目，然后过后呢再开始另外一个，然后结果我又不能回到第一个去完成它。
It seems like it's very easy for us to not always complete what we begin.
因此呢看起来要我们完成一些事情呢并不是每次都很容易。
But is Jesus going to complete the work that he has begun?
可是耶稣呢却会完成他所开始的工作。
Let's turn to the book of Philippians chapter 1 verse 6.
让我们翻到腓立比书第一章第六节。
Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you,will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ.
我深信那在你们心里动了善功的必成全这功直到耶稣基督的日子。
Does the Bible give us the assurance that Jesus is going to complete the work that He's begun?
圣经有没有给我们一个确定的答案，告诉我们耶稣必然会完成他所开始的工作？
Is He going to complete the work?
你说他会完成吗？
Yes, He is.
当然，他必然会。
Paul says, being confident.
保罗在这里说呢，他深信。
Being confident of this very thing, that He who has begun it will complete the work.
他说他深信在我们心里动了善功的必定会成全这功。
And this evening I would like to study knowing the completeness of Jesus' ministry.
今天晚上我们要研究的题目就是要认识到耶稣事工的完整性。
Because Jesus does not do like what we do sometimes.
耶稣并不像我们有时候这样子。
Jesus does not begin and then just stop part way.
他并不是开始了一件工作，然后过后就半途而废。
Jesus has begun the work, and He is going to complete the work.
他开始了一件工作以后，他必然会完成这份工作。
And He wants to complete the work in each of our lives.
他要在我们每一个人的生命中完成这工。
Do we want Him to complete His work in our lives?
你要他在你的生命中完成他的工作吗？
In order for Him to complete that work in our lives,
要让他容许他完成他在我们生命中的工作。
He will do it.
他必然会这么做。
But we need to cooperate with Him in the completion of that work.
可是我们在必须要跟他合作，好让他能够完成这工。
Let's go to another verse that talks about knowing Jesus.
让我们再翻到另一节经文，说到如何认识上。认识耶稣。
Hosea chapter 6, verse 3.
在何西阿书第六章第三节。
And here it shows the importance of a completed work.
在这里呢，就提到完成一件工作的重要性。
Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord.
我们务要认识耶和华，竭力追求认识他。
His going forth is prepared as the morning. He shall come down unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth.
他必领导我们像甘雨，像滋润田地的春雨。
The Bible says, then we shall know.
圣经告诉我们，我们就会认识他。
That's why we're here, isn't it?
这就是为什么我们都在这里的原因。
We are here to know Jesus.
我们在这里就是要认识耶稣。
Then shall we know,
他说这样我们就会认识。
If we follow on to know the Lord.
如果我们竭力追求认识他。
Knowing Jesus involves following on to know Him.
认识耶稣呢，它也包括了就是竭力追求去认识他。
It involves Jesus' completed ministry and us cooperating with Him in His completed ministry as well.
这就是一份继续的工作，这包括了容许耶稣在我们心里完成他的工，而且我们要跟他合作，才能让他完成这份工。
And there is a wonderful promise in this verse.
在这些经文里面给我们的是一句美好的应许。
If we follow on to know Him,
如果我们继续追求的认识他，
the promise is that He will come unto us as the former and as the latter rain.
然后这个应许呢是告诉我们，他必临到我们，好像甘雨，甘雨就是早雨，像晚雨、春雨。
Do we need the latter rain today?
我们今天是否需要晚雨呢？
We desperately need the power of the latter rain.
我们迫切的需要晚雨。
But in order for us to have the power of the latter rain, we have to follow on to know Him.
可是要让我们得到这晚雨的能力，我们必须要竭力追求，继续的认识他。
The Bible says that the gospel is going to go to all the world.
圣经告诉我们，这福音要全传到全世界。
And I believe what God's word says.
而且我相信圣经所说的话。
But I don't always know how that's going to happen.
我并不知道这要怎样才能发生。
There are countries today, entire countries, with no Seventh-day Adventists.
有一些国家，就是在世上有一些国家，整个国家没有一个基督复临安息日会的信徒。
A friend of mine has a friend that has a burden for the work of God in Afghanistan.
我有一个朋友呢，他有这个负担，就是对于在阿富汗的圣工。
And he is.In his early 20s, I think.
他就是在二十几岁。
He's at least in his 20s. He's definitely in his 20s. Where exactly, I don't know.
就是二十多岁的年龄。
And God placed a burden on his heart to take the gospel to Afghanistan.
而上帝呢，把这个负担放到他的心里面，要把福音带到阿富汗。
And I believe his first trip there was as a teenager.
我记得呢，我相信呢，他第一次到阿富汗的时候还是个少年人。
Now, if there is a difficult mission assignment, Afghanistan would have to be it.
如果呢，有一个很困难的传福音的地方呢，阿富汗必然就是其中之一。
Not only are there bombs going off there,
不只是有很多的战乱。
But proselytizing is extremely illegal. Making converts is illegal.
就是说你要传福音让人成为基督徒呢是非法的。
And he said that when he is there,
他说当他在那的时候
that there are 3 Seventh-day Adventists in the entire country.
在整个国家里面有三位基督复临安息日会的信徒。
That is when he is there.
就是当他在那的时候。
And he's only there maybe once a year.
而他只能够一年去那一次。
He isn't able to preach.He isn't able to preach there.
他不能够在那讲道。
He would never come back if he did that.
因为如果他开始在那边讲道的话，他就回不来了。
He goes and he follows the pattern of Isaiah 58 of feeding the hungry and clothing the naked.
他就根据这个以赛亚书所58章所教导的，去那去喂养那些饥饿的人，那些没有衣服穿的人，给他们穿衣服。
And there was at least one that accepted the message as the result.
而这结果是有一个人接受了这个信息。
And for that person to still be alive, he had to smuggle him out of the country.
而他要让那个人还活，继续活下去的话，他必须要把这个人偷渡离开阿富汗。
That's a hard field.
这是一个非常困难的福音原地。
But the gospel is going to go there.
而你说福音必须要传遍到那个地方。
I don't know how every person in Afghanistan and countries like it are going to hear the gospel.
我不知道这个阿富汗的人民要怎样才能够听到福音。
But on the authority of Jesus' words, we know that it will happen.
借着耶稣的话里面的权威，我们知道它必然会成就。
But I believe one thing it's going to take is it's going to take the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
而其中一个使到这件事成就的，就必然是晚雨。
But the Holy Spirit will only be poured out.
而这个晚雨圣灵将会降临。
When we follow on to know Jesus.
只有当我们竭力追求去继续的认识耶稣。
And when we know Him and the completeness of His ministry and His ministry, there's a completeness in our lives.
只有当我们认识他，认识到他这个事工在我们身上的事工的完整性，那我们才能够使到他的工作成就。
Then the power of Pentecost is going to be far exceeded by the latter rain.
然后呢，五旬节的这个力量就跟着晚雨的降临来到。
We need that today.
我们今天是在有这样大的需要。
Let's go back to Philippians chapter 2.
让我们回到腓立比书第二章。
Philippians 2, verses 5 through 9.
腓立比书第二章第五节到第九节。
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
他本有上帝的形象，不以自己与上帝同等为强夺的。
But made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself.
既有人的样子，就自己卑微。
And became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Before we read verse 9, I want to review what we've looked at.
在我们还没有念第九节之前呢，我们来温习一下。
Paul says, let the mind of Jesus be in you.
保罗说，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
And then he begins to describe what the mind of Jesus is.
然后他就开始描述基督心是什么意思。
Jesus was in the form of God.
基督他原本是有上帝的形象。
But he left that behind.
可是呢，他却放弃了这一点。
He humbled himself.
他虚己。
And came in the likeness of man.
成为人的样式。
We looked at him as a babe in Bethlehem.
我们看见他在伯利恒像个婴儿。
It says he was made, he became a servant.
他成了一个仆人。
We looked at Jesus as a servant.
我们也研究了耶稣身为仆人的样式。
He was made in the likeness of man. We looked at him as our example.
他成为人的样式，而且我们研究了他成为我们榜样。
Pastor Michael has been looking at us with his death and passion there.
而且呢 ，Michael 牧师呢，他也跟我们研究了基督的死和他在骷髅地和克西马尼的挣扎。
And so I'm going to skip over that aspect.
因此呢，我们会跳过那一段。
Not because it's not important.
并不是它不重要。
It is the most important thing that took place in this earth's history.
因为那是最重要发生的事。
And I am happy that in Western culture the timeline is divided by Jesus' life.
而且呢，在西方的世界，这个时间呢是以基督的生活、生命来分界线。
Because even if somebody is a non-believer,
因为就算一个人不相信耶稣，
even if they're an atheist or an agnostic,
就算是他是无神论者。
The very fact that we say we are in 2012 today is evidence that something very important happened 2,000 years ago.
事实上，如果我们今天说今年是2012年的话，那么就是证明说在2012年之前那个时候所发生的一件重要的事。
But let's look at verse 9 in Philippians 2.
让我们来看第九节。
Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him.
所以上帝将他升为至高。
And given him a name which is above every name.
又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名。
As we read this, it seems almost out of the character of the previous description.
当我们读这一节经文的时候，看起来好像跟前面的经文好像不太衔接。
We have him humbling himself.
我们看见他谦卑自己，
becoming a servant, coming in the likeness of man,
成为一个奴隶，照着人的样式，
dying the death of the cross,
而且死在十字架上。
And then Paul switches gears,
然后保罗呢，突然就转变了，
and says, but he is highly exalted,
他说可是他升为至高。
And that he has a name above every name.
而且他有一个超乎万名之上的名。
How does that work?
这怎么能够行呢？
He left his reputation aside.
他已经自己虚己了。
He became a servant.
成了一个奴隶了。
He became in the likeness of man.
成了人的样式了。
He died the most shameful, humiliating death known to humanity.
而且接受了最屈辱的死亡。
But yet God has highly exalted him.
可是上帝却使他升为至高。
And I'm going to suggest tonight,
那我可能会这么向上帝建议，
that not only do we need to know Jesus as a servant,
那我们不只是要认识耶稣为一个仆人，
as a man, as a babe,
一个成人，一个婴儿，
and dying upon the cross.
而且死在十架上。
But we need to know Jesus highly exalted as well.
而且呢，我们也必须要认识到耶稣他尊为至高。
We need to know him with a name above every other name.
我们必须要认识他那超乎万名之上的名。
Because as we are going to study in the Bible,
因为当我们研究在圣经里面，
this highly exaltation of Jesus,
这身为至高的耶稣，
is knowing the completeness of his ministry.
当我们认识到他这个层面的时候，我们才能够认识到他事工的完整性。
And so let's see if we can understand verse 9 of Philippians 2.
所以让我们来看看是否我们能够理解腓立比书第二章第九节。
Acts chapter 2, verses 32 and 33.
在使徒行传第二章。
Peter is now preaching at Pentecost.
当时彼得在五旬节的时候证道。
The very disciple that 40 days before had, or 50 days before, had denied Jesus.
这个门徒呢，就在五十天之前曾经还否认了耶稣。
He's not afraid anymore.
现在他不再害怕了。
He's not denying anymore.
他不再否认了。
He is boldly making up for his former lapse of faith.
他现在呢所做的一切呢，完全的补偿了他过去的亏损。
Verses 32 and 33.
在32节和33节。
This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses.
这耶稣，上帝已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事做见证。
Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted.
他既被上帝的右手高举
and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this which we now see and hear.
又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。
Peter says, "This Jesus which you crucified."
这里说到这耶稣就是你们钉死的那耶稣。
Has been raised up.
已经复活了。
And we are witnesses of this.
而我们是这事的见证。
And God has highly exalted him.
而且上帝把他高举起来。
And given to him the gift, the promise of the Holy Spirit.
而且给他受了所应许的圣灵。
And he has poured the Holy Spirit upon us.
而现在他把这圣灵呢浇灌到我们身上。
And that is why we are preaching with power now.
因此我们现在是以能力来证道。
Peter proclaimed not just a crucified Lord.
彼得他所宣讲的不是单单是受死的耶稣。
Not just a risen Lord.
不只是个复活的耶稣。
Peter proclaimed an exalted Lord as well.
而且呢，他也宣讲一个被高举的主。
And as Peter saw Jesus exalted, highly exalted,
当彼得看见耶稣被高举起来，
it gave power to the message.
使到他的讲道他的信息充满了力量。
If they had only seen him crucified,
如果他们只是看见他被钉死，
how?
会怎么样？
Could they have had the courage to go forth proclaiming Jesus as the Son of God?
他们会不会有这样的勇气来宣讲耶稣是上帝的儿子呢？
Something else had to be seen.
另外的一些事情是必须要显明。
And Jesus' exaltation changed the lives of the disciples.
被高举的耶稣改变了这些门徒的生命。
It gave them power.
使到他们有能力。
And it will give us power as well.
同时也会给我们有能力。
Let's go to another verse.
让我们到另外一节经文去。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 1.
在哥罗西书第三章第一节。
If ye then be risen with Christ,
你们若真与基督一同复活，
seek those things which are risen, which are above.Where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God.
就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在上帝的右边。
Paul says, if you're risen with Christ,
保罗说，如果你与基督一同复活了。
Seek those things that are above, where Jesus is seated at the right hand of God.
就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在上帝的右边。
Paul says, seek to see Jesus exalted.
保罗就告诉我们，我们要追求那被高举的耶稣。
What does it mean to seek for something?
追求是什么意思呢？
Are you casually looking for it?
是不是啊，可有可无这样的去寻求呢？
No. You're putting forth a lot of effort into looking for it, aren't you?
而是你很努力的去寻求。
When I came here,
当我来这里的时候，
I very unfortunately found that my passport was not with me.
在我还没来这里的时候，很不幸的我就发现我的护照不在我身边。
A few hours before my plane was ready to leave.
就是在我的飞机要起飞前的几个小时。
Do you think I was seeking for my passport at that point in time?
如果你说你看我会不会真的去追求？
If I had not been seeking, I would not be here now.
如果我没有努力的去寻求我的护照的话，肯定不会在这里了。
When you're seeking, you drop everything else and you are looking for what you've lost.
如果你是很恳切的去追求的话，你会放下所有其他东西去做这一件事。
And Paul says, seek those things which are above.
保罗说，当求在上面的事。
Let's go to Hebrews chapter 12.
让我们翻到希伯来书第十二章。
Verses 1 and 2.
第一和第二节。
These verses rank among my favorite verses.
这是我心爱的其中一些心爱的经文。
I do not have a favorite verse.
我没有一个唯一的心爱的经文。
That is too hard to decide.
因为实在很难选择。
That would be like trying to say which of my daughters is my favorite daughter. I can't decide that.
就好像说你要让我选择我哪一个女儿是我最心爱的呢？实在很难选择。
I love them both.
因为我都爱她们。
And there are so many good verses. I can't have one favorite verse.
而且呢，圣经中有这么多美丽的经文，是我不能够选择一个最爱的。
I don't know how many favorites I have.
我不知道我心爱的有多少。
But this is one of them.
这是其中之一。
Hebrews 12, 1 and 2.
希伯来书第十二章第一节。
Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses,
我们既有着许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们。
Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us.
就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
And let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
Looking unto Jesus,
仰望耶稣,
the author and finisher of our faith,
为我们信心创始成终的耶稣,
who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame.
他因那摆在前面的喜乐就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在
and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
便坐在上帝宝座的右边。
Paul goes through in Hebrews 11.
保罗呢，他就写了希伯来书第十一章。
And he talks about all the great men and women of faith.
就说到了那一些充满信心的男男女女。
Abel and Enoch and Noah and Abraham and Sarah and all the others mentioned there.
亚伯、以诺、亚伯拉罕、撒拉，还有其他的很多人。
And then he says, seeing we are compassed with so great a cloud of witnesses.
然后他说，这许多的云彩围绕着我们。
Seeing we have so many men and women of faith that have gone before us.
就是看见这许多的信心的男女们，他们在我们前面走过。
He says, let us run the race.
他说，让我们。
Let us run it with endurance.
让我们存心忍耐
laying aside every weight,
脱去所有的重担
and the sin which so easily besets us,
容易缠绕我们的罪奔那摆在前头的路
These men and women have gone before and fought the fight of faith.
他说这些男女们他们都在我们之前走过而且打了信心的仗
they have conquered and we can too.
他们都成功了战胜了所以我们也一样能够
Let us lay aside what bogs us down.
就把那一些使我们
But then he tells us how we can run this race with endurance. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
就是为我们信心创始称宗的耶稣,
who has gone through these trials and difficulties,
因为他已经走过了这条路,
and is seated now at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven.
而且现在坐在上帝宝座的右边,
Paul said, if you want to run with endurance,
保罗说如果你要存心忍耐地奔这路程,
you must look to the exalted Jesus seated at the right hand of God.
你必须要仰望那坐在高处,
Have you ever gotten weary before? Have you ever been weary before?
你有没有真的跑过这赛跑?
And felt like you couldn't go on anymore?
你觉得你实在不能够再进行下去了?
You've gone so far.
已经走了这么远,
and it doesn't seem like you can take another step.
实在是下一步再不走不下去了,
when I'm in Congo,
当我在刚果的时候,
the only way to get anywhere,
唯一能够到任何地方去的方法,
is to use your two feet.
就是用两只腿走,
and there are a lot of churches there that are raising up.
那里有很多的教会兴起,
and they're not all real close together.
都不是很靠近的,
there are no taxis.
没有这个出租车,
and if there are, they break down more than they run.
就算有出租车的话呢，也这抛锚的时间比走的时间还长。
I've had that experience too many times.
我呢，遇到这样的事情好多次。
And sometimes to make it to a church,
有时候要去到一间教会,
you have to get up at 4 in the morning,
必须要凌晨4点钟起来,
and start walking,
然后开始走,
and keep walking,
不断地走,
and keep walking,
不断地走,
and hopefully you will make it there before it gets dark.
就很希望你能在太阳下山之前就到那里去。
And sometimes along the way you get something to eat and sometimes you don't.
有时候在路上呢有东西吃，有时候在路上也找不到。
And those are the closer churches.
而且这算是比较近的一些教会。
We started on our way to one church.
有一次我们就开始走向一间教会。
And we only had a few days before we had to go back to the capital city to catch our flight.
只剩下几天的时间我们就要回到首都去飞回来了。
And we got up at sometime in the morning, 4 in the morning, and started walking.
所以我们就从凌晨4点钟起床开始走。
And we got about noontime and we were resting at another village.
然后到中午的时候我们就到一个村庄里面休息。
They don't have maps there.
那地方是没有地图的。
They've never even heard of a GPS before.
他们根本没有听过这个卫星定位系统。
The only way you can figure out where you are is to ask at every village.
你要找到你的路呢，就是到每个村庄去问路。
And so we'd been walking 8 hours already.
我们已经走了8小时的路。
And we were tired.
非常的累。
And we said, how far is it till this village?
就问呢，到这个乡村还有多远呢？
And they said, what village?
他们就问哪一个乡村呀？
And then finally somebody knew the village we were talking about.
然后终于我们找到一个人，他知道我们所要问的那个乡村。
They said, oh, it's another 2 days away.
他说还要走两天的路才能到。
Our translator had gone there before us too. We were stuck in the middle of the jungle without a translator, not able to walk there and not able to walk back.
我们曾经有过，就是我们的翻译员，有时候翻译员们跟没有跟我们在一起的时候，我们曾经走到一个森林里面，还走不出来了。That
is not a good feeling.
那是很可怕的经验。And
so we decided the only thing we could do is turn around and walk back all the distance we had just come.
然后结果我们就决定了，我们必须要往回头走了。That
day we did not make it back before dark.
而且那一天呢，在天黑之前，我们也没有回到家。
And at about 7 or 7:30 at night,
在傍晚7点、7点半的时候,
and we're still walking,
我们还在走路,
and it's dark,
已经天黑了,
and we don't know what animals are in the bush around us,
而且不知道草丛里有什么样的动物在等着我们,
we were weary.
我们非常的疲倦,
we did not want to go any further.
实在不想再向前走,
you had no other option. But you were weary. And the only thing you could do at that point is concentrate on one step at a time. Because after you've walked 50 kilometers in a day or whatever it is, you're tired.
非常的疲倦了。
We get tired physically.
我们在身体上会疲累。
Do we ever get tired spiritually?
我们是否在属灵上也曾经疲累过呢?
Are there times that we feel, I can't go on anymore?
是不是有些时候我们觉得我们不能够再向前了呢?
Have you ever noticed that trials do not seem to come one by one?
你有没有注意到呢? 常常这个试炼不是一个一个接着来。
It seems like when trials come, they come by multiple ones all at once.
常常时候这个试炼来临的时候呢, 都是一起来的。
The devil is trying to discourage us, to beat us down.
魔鬼呢, 他尝试就是一记就把你打击倒。
And he's trying to get us to be weary.
他要使我们疲累。
To faint, to give up.
让我们放弃,
when we're out in the jungle there,
当我们在那个森林里面,
the last thing you want to do, or you should do,
其实最后一件事你应该做,
is say, I can't walk anymore.
就是你说我实在走不下去,
I am just going to sit down right here and sleep here.
我就坐在这里, 在这里睡好了。
You might sleep there, but you might not get up either.
你可能要睡在那里, 可能你就起不来了。
You have to keep going.
你必须要向前走。
Spiritually, we must keep going too.
在属灵上我们也必须要向前走。
And Paul says the only way we can
保罗说我们唯一能够向前走的方法
is by looking unto Jesus.
就是仰望耶稣。
Looking unto him that endured the cross.
就仰望那位为我们忍受的十架。
And now is seated at the right hand of God. We must see Jesus not just on the cross. We must see him highly exalted as well. Because as we see Jesus highly exalted, that will give us the strength to know that we can continue going as well. We must know Jesus. We must know him highly exalted. And the Bible says, we read it in Philippians 2:9, that God has given him a name above every name. What is that name that God has given that is above every other name? That has to do with Jesus being exalted on high. There are several aspects of this that I'd like to look at.
我要看看这一节经文,就说这个方面的,
Let's go to Acts chapter 5, verse 31.
让我们翻到使徒行传第五章。
As we look in the first few chapters of Acts, we see that this concept of Jesus being exalted on high is repeated again and again.
当我们研究使徒行传头几章的时候,我们发现到这个观念,就是这个概念,耶稣被高举的概念,一再的被重复。
This is a message that was needed by the early church.
在当时的早期教会，这就是他们所需要的信息。
They needed to know that their Lord, their teacher, their master was now seated at the very throne of the universe.
他们必须要了解到，他们的主、他们的老师、他们的夫子，现在是坐在全宇宙最高的位置。
And knowing this was one of the ingredients that brought the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
而认识到这一点，这其中一个因素，直到晚雨的降临。
And as we understand Jesus' work of being highly exalted, I believe it's one of the ingredients to bring the latter rain as well.
因此呢，如果我们今天能够了解到耶稣他现在是被高举这一个事实的话，那可能就会成为一个因素，使到晚雨的降临。
It's not the only thing.
这可能不是唯一的。
But it definitely was one of the major aspects in the book of Acts.
可是呢，这肯定是在当时《使徒行传》里面所记载的其中一个很重要的因素。
Acts 5:30 and 31.
《使徒行传》第五章三十一节
The God of our fathers raised up Jesus,
上帝且用右手
whom ye slew and hanged on a tree,
将他高举
Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior,
叫他做君王做救主
for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins.
将悔改的心和赦罪的恩赐给以色列人。
Peter says God has exalted Jesus.
彼得说上帝高举了耶稣。
Exalted him to his right hand.
用右手将他高举。
To be two things, he says here.
成为两个。
A prince and a savior.
就是成为君王和成为救主。
Do we need to recognize Jesus as our prince today?
我们今天是否要认识到耶稣是我们的君王呢？
Yes or no?
是或不是？
We need to recognize him as the book of Daniel says, as the prince of princes.
就好像但以理书所说的，我们必须要认识到他是君王之王。
The Prince of the Covenant.
是这月的君王。
The Ruler.
是统治者。
That's what that Greek word really is. It's Ruler.
其实这在希腊文呢，就是这君王的意思是统治者。
And Savior as well.
同时是救主。
To be a Prince and a Savior.
是个君王，同时是个救主。
Why has God exalted him to be a Prince and a Savior?
为什么上帝高举他做君王和救主呢？
It tells us right in the verse,
在这个经文里面就告诉我们了。
So that he can give repentance and forgiveness of sins.
好，让他能够将悔改的心和赦罪的恩赐给我们。
Let's go to Hebrews chapter 4.
让我们翻到希伯来书第四章。
There's a lot more that we could look at in each of these.Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16.
希伯来书第四章第十四到十六节。
Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens.
我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司。
Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession.
就是上帝的儿子耶稣，就当持定所承认的道。
For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities.
因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱。
But was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin.
他也曾凡事受过试探与我们一样。
Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace.
只是他没有犯罪，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到。
That we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
施恩的宝座前，唯要得怜悯，得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
Paul once again is bringing out the view that Jesus is exalted.
保罗再一次地提到耶稣被高举。
He has been resurrected.
他复活了。
But he is not just resurrected.
他不只是复活。
He is at the right hand of God even now.
他现在就在上帝的右手边。
And he has a name above all names.
他有超乎万名的名。
A prince.
是个君王
a savior,
是个救主
a great high priest,
是个大祭司
and Paul says because he is our great high priest,
而且保罗说因为他是我们的大祭司
we can come boldly to the throne of God,
我们就可以坦然无惧地来到上帝的宝座前
come boldly.
坦然无惧。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢?
God wants us to come.
上帝要我们来到他的面前。
We do not have to be embarrassed or timid or shy.
我们不需要感觉到不好意思或者是很
Because we have a great high priest, our Savior, who was on this world for us and ascended to heaven.
因为我们有一位救主，有一位大祭司，他曾经是在这地上，可是已经升到天上去了。
And Paul says, because we have Jesus, this great high priest.
保罗说，因为我们有耶稣做我们的大祭司。
We can come boldly to that throne.
我们可以坦然无惧地来到上帝的宝座前。
If you have a connection with somebody,
如果你跟某某人有一些联系,
say if your relative is somebody very important,
可能你的亲戚是某某很有, 有高位的人,
you don't have a problem with going to your relative, do you?
所以呢, 你其实你有什么需要就直接去找他行了。
It doesn't matter what their station, what their position may be,
不管他的地位有多高,
because you're connected with that person.
因为你跟他有一些关系。
And because you have that connection,
因为你有这个关系,
you can come boldly to the throne.
你就可以坦然无惧地来到这个宝座前。
And we have a connection with Jesus at the very throne of God.
而且呢，我们就以这个坐在上帝宝座前的那右手边的那位耶稣，我们有跟他有关系。
And that connection gives us boldness.
这一种关系呢，使我们能够坦然无惧。
When I was in Angola,
当我在安哥拉的时候
which is in Africa,
也是在非洲的一个地方
I had arrived and we were traveling to a meeting that was, we were going by car this time and it was a number of hours away.
这次我们就坐车要去到一个聚会的地方
And I was very tired because I'd been traveling a couple days.
我已经不断的在行程中两三天了，所以非常的疲倦。
And so I was kind of half sleeping in the back of the car.
我就在车后座呢，半睡半醒。
And as the car started to slow down.
然后车子开始慢了下来。
And as the car slowed down, I kind of woke up.
然后当车子慢下来的时候，我就醒来了。
And I looked up ahead.
然后我就看向前看。
And there was a military checkpoint.
在那有个军队的检查站。
Military checkpoints in Africa are not a good place for a foreigner to be.
这个军队的检查站呢，在非洲其实不是一个让外国人很舒心的地方。
Frequently they ask for your passport.
很多时候他们就要求你的护照。
And once they have your passport,
他们有了你的护照以后
they ask for whatever they want to get your passport so you can get your passport back.
然后呢他们会向你要求他们所要的任何东西好让你能够拿回你的护照。
And it depends on how they're feeling that day what the price is to get your passport back.
而且呢那一天可能看他的心情他会向你要价多少好让他还给你你的护照。
And I kind of looked up and I thought, oh no, not this again.
然后我当我抬头看呢看见这个的时候我就觉得啊希望不又再试一次。
Because inevitably it can take a long time and be very unpleasant.
而且很多时候每次遇到这样的情况呢就会花很多的时间而且非常不愉快。
But nobody else in the car was concerned.
可是在车上却没有人好像很关心。
So we came up and we stopped.
然后我们到了那个地方呢就停下来了。
And they're speaking in Portuguese.
他们就用葡萄牙话在说。
And he takes something and gives it to him, not money.
然后那个人就拿出了一个东西，然后就给他了，不是钱。
And I hear from the soldier.
然后我就听见那个兵士在说
General.
General. 啊，就将军啊。
And we just drive on.
然后我们就向前走了。
And it was in Portuguese.
因为是用葡萄牙话说的。
But it was close enough to English that I really wondered what was said.
我听了我就觉得很靠近我们所说的英语，我就想他说的是什么呢？
And I said that was the easiest military checkpoint I've ever been through in my life.
我就想那是我所经过的军事检查站呢，是最容易通过的一次。
And I asked my translator.
我就问我的翻译员。
Did he just salute our driver and say he was a general?
他刚才那个兵士是向我们的司机敬礼，然后叫他将军吗
？And my translator said, "Oh yes, he's a general in the army. He's way up in the. He works in the capital city."
然后他说啊，的确是的，他是个将军，他在某某城市那边做工。
I was concerned because I didn't know who was in the car with me.
我实在是很关心，因为我都不知道在车上的是什么人。
And I knew they would see the color of my skin and see dollar signs.
然后他们可能会看见我的这个皮肤的肤色，然后他就会看见很多钱。
But all he did was show his ID.
可是他只是把他的那个身份证拿出来给那个人看。
And it was a salute, and we were on our way again.
然后那个人向他敬礼了以后呢，我们又再向前进了。
Because we had someone that was powerful in the car with us.
只因为那天在车上坐着的人呢，是非常有地位的一个人。
Later that trip, we were taking a bus to go to another location.
然后过不久，我们又在乘一辆公车到另外一个地方去。
And we had been traveling many hours by bus.
然后我们坐在公车上好多个小时了。
And we got to a military checkpoint.
然后又再来到了军事检查站。
And the officer comes in.
然后这个官员就来了。
And says, everybody, hold up your ID.
他说每个人把你的身份证拿起来。
So everybody's holding up their national ID card.
每个人呢就把他们的国民身份证拿起来。
Except for me, I'm holding up my passport.
只有我一个人是拿着我的护照。
And sure enough, he walks back.
果然呢他就走回来。
Says you.
他说你。
Passport.
护照。
I give him my passport.
我就把护照给了他。
Vaccination card.
然后他说你的这个打防疫针的证明。
I give him that card.
我就给了那张卡。
Missionary ID card.
还有你的这个宣教士外国宣教士的证明。
I give him the missionary ID card.
我也给了他我的这个证明。
Letter of invitation.
还有你的邀请信。
I give him the letter of invitation.
我把邀请信给了他。
I had everything he asked for.
他要的我都给了他。
Then he says, "Come with me."
他说你来跟着我。
We go off the bus.
我们就。
And everybody on the bus is saying, he had everything, let us go.
然后车上的每个人都说他你所要的他都有了，你就让我们走吧。
But there was something we didn't have with us.
可是呢我们没有带着的唯一的一件东西。
There was no general with us that time.
就是那一次呢，没有一个将军跟着我。
And there was no easy way to get out of that military checkpoint.
而且那一次呢，军事检查站实在是不容易通过。
Because we did not have someone with power with us then.
因为那一次呢，没有一个有地位能力的人跟着我们。
And Paul says, "Let us look to the throne of God, because we have someone with power that is connected with us." At the right hand of God.
保罗说呢，让我们仰望在天上的宝座，因为在那里有一个跟我们有关系的人坐在那里。
We can look unto that throne of God.
我们可以看向仰望那上帝的宝座。
And we can be assured that our mediator, that our high priest, that our prince, that our savior, that is also our brother, is there.
我们可以很肯定的知道我们的宗保我们的救主我们的君王而且他是我们的兄弟他在那里
and we can come boldly to the throne
我们可以坦然无惧的来到那个宝座前
because we know the one that's standing there beside the throne
因为我们认识那一位站在宝座右边的人
and so Paul says let us look to him who is highly exalted
保罗说让我们仰望那一位被高举的
let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
让我们存心忍耐奔那摆在我们前面的路程。
Let us come boldly to the throne of God.
让我们坦然无惧地来到上帝的宝座前。
Let us obtain grace and mercy from the throne of God.
我要得怜悯蒙恩惠做随时的帮助。
Because we have a friend there.
因为我们在那里有一个朋友。
We have one that knows what it's like to be tried beyond measure.
那一位他了解我们怎样能够经受那一些的试炼和苦痛。
We have one that knows what it's like to be tempted to give up.
那一位他了解被试炼到要放弃的感觉是怎么样的。
As the scribes and Pharisees yelled up at Jesus, come down from the cross if you're the son of God, then we'll believe.
就好像那法利赛人在呼喊着说你从十字架上下来吧那我们就相信你。
That was probably one of the greatest temptations of the entire event of Calvary.
在孤楼地的整件事件当中或许是最大的一个试探。
Because Jesus, unlike any other criminal upon a cross, could come down from the cross.
因为呢，耶稣并不像其他挂在十字架上的罪犯，因为他原本是可以从十字架上下来。
He could have come down.
他可以下来。
But he chose not to. He chose to endure for us.
可是他却选择不下来，他选择为我们忍受。
And so many times the devil once calls to us, "Come down from the cross."
很多时候魔鬼呢，他就向我们呼喊，他说：“你从十字架上下来吧。”
Your trials are too much.
你所经受的试炼是太多了。
They're more than you can endure.
是你不能再承受的。
Give up.
你就放弃吧。
But Jesus did not come down from the cross.
可是耶稣却没有从十字架上下来。
And he who knows what it's like,
他了解那种情况是怎么样的。
Is now highly exalted.
而这位了解的人，他现在在被高举。
He has a name above every name.
他有万名之上的名。
He is by the right hand of the throne of the Majesty in the heavens.
他现在呢，坐在上帝宝座的右边。
He is our Prince, He is our Savior, He is our High Priest.
他是我们的君王，他是我们的救主，他是我们的大祭司。
Notice chapter Hebrews 7 verse 25.
在希伯来书第七章第二十五节。
Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him.
凡靠着他进到上帝面前的人，他都能拯救到底。
Seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them.
因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。
Jesus is ever living to intercede for us right now.
耶稣他长远的活着为我们祈求。
He is the high priest. He is the minister of the sanctuary.
他是大祭司，他是在圣所里面的大祭司。
Let's go to 1 John chapter 2.
让我们翻到约翰一书第二章。
Verse 1.
第一节
My little children, these things write I unto you that ye sin not.
我小子们啊，我将这些话写给你们，是要叫你们不犯罪。
And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous.
若有人犯罪，在父那里我们有一位中保。
Not only do we have our intercessor,
他不只是我们的代求者，
our high priest,
我们的大祭司，
our prince,
是我们的君王，
our Savior,
我们的救主，
our elder brother before the throne of God.
在上帝宝座前我们的长兄，
But we have an advocate before the throne of God.
而且在上帝的宝座面前有一位替我们辩护的人，
Interceding for us.
他在为我们代求，
He is our advocate.
他是为我们辩护的，
And he is our judge.
他同时是我们的审判官。
There is no courtroom today that I'm aware of in which the defense attorney is also the judge.
在这世上没有任何一个法庭，而这法官同时也是做辩护律师的。
But there is one in heaven.
可是在天庭我们却有一个。
And the Jewish tribunal system was set up that the judges were also the defense attorneys.
在犹太人的法庭里面呢，这个法官同时也是被告的辩护律师。
And as the case was presented,
当这个案件拿出来的时候，
And the witnesses were given,
那些见证人呢就会向前。
The judges would sit there,
那个法官会坐在那里。
And they would listen to the case,
就会听那个案件。
But they were not just the judge. They were not only the judge.
他们不单单只是法官。
They were the advocate for the accused as well.
而且他们是被控告者的辩护人。
And as they listened to everything,
当他们听整个案件的时候，
they were listening to see if there was any way that they could exonerate the accused.
他们会在寻找有任何的一个方法能够使到这个被控告的人脱绑。
If any of the evidence did not match up,
如果有任何的见证呢是跟这事情不配合。
If any way to prove the innocence of the accused,
如果能够有任何的证据能够证明说这个被控告的人是无辜的。
That was their job.
这就是他们的工作。
They were to try it with every way they could to render a not guilty sentence.
他们要尽一切的所能来证明被控告的人是无辜的。
And the only way that a guilty sentence should have been rendered.
而唯一的方法呢，会让他们能够下判。
Was as they looked at the evidence.
就是当他们审查所有的证据。
There was no way to acquit. the accused.
就是当他们检查所有的证据了，发现到没有办法让那个被控告的人脱罪。
And Jesus is our judge at the right hand of God right now.
而现在呢，耶稣就是坐在上帝宝座前，我们的审判官。
As he is our judge there.
他是我们的在那里的审判官。
He wants to judge in favor of you and me.
而他的审判呢，将会对是对我们有好处的。
Because he's our advocate as well.
因为他同时也是我们的辩护律师。他是我们的大祭司。
He is our intercessor.
是我们的代求者。
He is our prince.
是我们的君王。
He is our brother.
我们的长兄。
And he has engraven our names upon his palms.
他把我们的名字刻在他的掌心。
But he is just and he is fair. He is just and fair.
而且呢，他是公义的。
And only if we do not cooperate and allow him to complete his ministry in our lives.
只有当我们不与他合作，不容许他在我们身上开始的工完成。
With great sorrow will he say, "They've not cooperated with me."
他才会非常伤心难过的说，这个人他不愿意跟我合作。
Jesus' ministry did not end at the cross.
耶稣的事工呢，并没有在十字架上就完成。
He cried out with a great cry, "It is finished."
当他大声的呼喊说，成了。
And the sacrifice, the perfect sacrifice, was totally complete at that point.
这献上的祭呢，已经完成了。
But Jesus is resurrected.
可是耶稣复活了。
He is at the right hand of God.
现在在上帝的右手边。
He is interceding for us.
在为我们代求。
His work for you and me is continuing right now.
他在我们身上的工作还在继续着。
And he calls us to see him there.
如果他在呼召我们。
To see the completeness of his ministry.
来追求让他完成在我们身上的工作。
To know him.
认识他。
Not just as a baby.
不只是个婴儿。
Not just as a man.
不只是个成人。
Not just as a servant.
不只是个仆人。
But to know him highly exalted with a name above all names.
而是要认识到他被高举有万民之上的名。
At the right hand of God now.
坐在上帝宝座的右边。
And he calls us.
他现在呼召我们。
To run with endurance.
要存心忍耐，像奔走这条路。
To run with endurance by looking unto him.
借着仰望他。
Before the throne of God.
就是在上帝宝座前的他。
May we see him there.
让我们能够看见他。
And may we run that race with endurance.
让我们存心忍耐，奔跑这一条天路。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Our Father in heaven.
我们在天上的父。
We thank you that we have a mediator before the throne even now.
我们感谢您在天上的宝座前，我们有一位中保。
We thank you that our names are written upon your heart.
我们感谢您，因为我们的名字写在你的掌心。
That Jesus is bearing our names upon the palms of his hands in the prints of the nails.
耶稣呢，他的掌心带着我们的名字。
We thank you that we can see you highly exalted.
我们感谢您，因为我们能够看见他在高处。
And we pray that you will give us grace.
我们祈求您给我们你的恩。
To run with endurance.
以存心忍耐的奔跑。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.